WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A former owner of Nexus is out of jail, but faces trial in December for tax evasion and fraud. Harrisonburg's school board gives the go-ahead for collective bargaining for teachers and school employees. And Governor Youngkin launches a new state education department hub to support the school data framework it adopted in August. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, November 11th. It's Veterans Day. In the ongoing saga of the legal troubles surrounding Nexus, a company formerly based in Verona, one of its former owners has been released from federal custody to prepare for trial in December. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
In the midst of several ongoing criminal and civil cases against the business's leaders, Richard Moore has been released from federal custody on a $15,000 bond ahead of his trial on 18 charges of tax evasion and fraud. The trial is scheduled to begin December 2nd. In 2021, Moore was charged with 10 counts of failing to pay over $1.5 million in income, Medicare, and Social Security taxes to the IRS that came out of Nexus employees' paychecks. He was later charged with 2 counts of preparing a false tax return. In September, Moore was charged with an additional 6 counts of tax fraud, totaling $300,000, which prosecutors allege Moore pocketed after the initial indictment. Moore had been taken into federal custody after serving a 9-month sentence on a perjury charge in Augusta County, as the news leader previously reported. Federal prosecutors argued against Moore's release at a hearing in Harrisonburg on Friday, saying that even though he no longer owns Nexus, which now appears to be defunct, he does still own the store Gamer Oasis in Harrisonburg and its parent company, Endless Brands, Inc. They said that since Moore is responsible for paying over employment taxes to the IRS between now and his trial, he has the opportunity to break the law again and should remain incarcerated. Chief U.S. District Judge Elizabeth K. Dillon accepted an offer from Moore's current attorney, Mario Williams, to hire a certified public accountant by 5 p.m. on Monday, who would be responsible for paying over those taxes. With that condition, Dillon ordered Moore's release on Friday, noting that if she did not receive the accountant's agreement on Monday, Moore would be rearrested. In a separate case, Gamer Oasis is currently going through eviction proceedings in the Harrisonburg-Rockingham General District Court. For WMRE News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
You'll find all our coverage of the Nexus legal saga in recent years at WMRA.org. After a year of discussions between the Harrisonburg City School Board and the Harrisonburg Education Association, the board approved a collective bargaining resolution late last week. The Harrisonburg Citizen reports the measure will give teachers and school employees greater representation in negotiating salaries and benefits. Board members added new language to require at least 30% of employees within the bargaining unit to participate in the election for it to be considered valid, a quorum that several association members said was anti-democratic. With the resolution passed, the next step is for HEA to hold an election. The United Way of Stanton, Augusta County, and Waynesboro announced that they will close due to rising costs and falling revenues. SAW United Way also said that it had seen a significant drop in pledges and fundraising over the past few years. The organization's website says it has paused operations and does provide links to help those in need. A University of Virginia vice provost will work on the transition from President Joe Biden's administration to President-elect Donald Trump's. The Associated Press reports that UVA's Stephen Mull, a former U.S. ambassador to Poland and Lithuania, we'll put together information on policy and procedures and be ready to answer questions from the Trump transition team. Mull has worked at UVA for about 6 years. The havoc that Tropical Storm Helene wreaked on the Southwest Virginia region, including flooding the Radford Army ammunition plant and causing the release of chemicals into the New River, the Virginia Mercury reports that's according to the plant and the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality. A spokesperson for the plant said the facility experienced significant flooding as the nearby New River crested at 31 feet the day after the storm in late September. DEQ said that submerged areas of the plant may have released calcium sulfate, petroleum, and other chemicals into the New River. The plant has manufactured propellants for U.S. Army munitions and rockets under a contract with U.S. Department of Defense since 1940. Governor Glenn Youngkin gave a name to his new education standards on Friday. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Cutner has more on the new effort and some concerns about its rollout.
Governor Glenn Youngkin calls it the road to readiness. The new standards will classify schools as distinguished, on track, off track, or needs intensive support. Youngkin has said it will increase transparency for parents, letting them know the quality of their child's school.
And the reality is, this is not about judging. This is simply about knowing where we are. And of course, what we find is that there are 208 schools across the Commonwealth of Virginia that need a lot of help.
The standards were developed by the state's Board of Education over the last 2 years and approved this summer. According to numbers released by the Department of Education Friday, over 65% of Virginia schools are on track or better. But back during the summer, DOE said over half of schools would be off track or worse, and some estimates had those numbers even higher. A DOE spokesperson told Radio IQ earlier models were the result of older data, and new data caused the positive swing. Senator Ghazala Hashmi is the chair of her chamber's education committee. She's heard complaints from educators who say the new standards are rushed, and Hashmi said she saw yet another version of off-track numbers before Friday's release. It's made her question the accuracy of the new standards system entirely.
I don't understand why it's being hurried and why the numbers keep fluctuating and why we can't get the correct figures that we need to have in order to make appropriate decisions.
The 2024-2025 school year is the first year of data collection under the new standards. The results are set to be released next fall. In Richmond, I'm Brad Cutner.
And finally today, Asian communities are playing an increasingly large role in shaping the politics of Northern Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
There's no place in Northern Virginia where the influence of the Asian community is reflected more than State Senate District 32. That's the seat in Loudoun County that will soon be vacated by Congressman-elect Suhas Subramaniam. The district has a population that is more than 30% Asian. Here's chairwoman of Democratic Asian Americans for Virginia, Shamily Health.
It is exciting to see so many candidates running for office, so many young folks becoming involved in campaigns. This is how we make our voice heard, and it is a very exciting time to be an Asian American in Virginia.
Former Republican delegate David Ramadan represented Loudoun when he was in the General Assembly. He's now at George Mason University's Schar School, and he says he expects the governor to campaign for Republicans in the special election for State Senate District 32.
He invested heavily in Loudoun County recently, and knowing very well that Loudoun is not going to vote for a Republican congressman. He spent time there promoting Hung Cao, who was the Republican Senate candidate who is from Loudoun running for the U.S. Senate.
Hung Cao's parents fled Vietnam in the 1970s, and the Vietnamese community in Northern Virginia has a long history of supporting Republican candidates for office. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.